I'm very excited because on the phone is somebody, an actress from one of my favorite shows. Can you guess what it is?
Walking Dead?
13 Reasons Why.
No. I don't like 13 Reasons Why. 50 Shades of Grey is a movie, yeah. And no, I haven't seen it.
the last, what is it? The Last Survivor? The Last Designated Survivor?
Designated Survivor?
Yeah. The Last Survivor.
No,
or
no.
What is it called?
No. You guys are getting colder.
Lost.
Lost, no.
Star Trek. Star
no,
Trek.
No.
Star Wars.
Michelle Nichols.
Michelle Nichols. No, Wishbone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a dog on the phone?
Yeah, Soccer the Dog is on the phone. No, Christy Abbott, who played Sam. Hey, Christy, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys
good.
Doing?
Hey, so when's the last time you had a discussion about Wishbone?
Oh, my goodness. Every now and then I'll get a Facebook message from somebody, you know, from way back when saying, hey, thanks so much. And those are great to hear.
Yeah. Is
but
it really, though?
It's definitely been a while.
really great to hear?
No, it really is.
Okay.
You know, I could have been on a terrible show. I mean, I was pretty lucky to be able to experience a show like that and, and inspire kids to read and all that. So that's always fun. I had one message a couple of years ago from a guy, and he just said, hey, you know what? Thank you so much. You know, it really got me into reading. And,
yeah, everything's all misspelled.
I've read all the classic books now.
I said, everything's all misspelled.
Yeah. <You're> right. That's a good side of things.
I did get into reading because of the show. I was a huge fan. I was a member of the Wishbone fan club. I think I had a Wishbone stuffed animal. I have a Wishbone toy that I actually brought with me today. Mm. It's a little from Wendy's, I think, is where I got it from back in the day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I got a little Wishbone. I had all the books. They used to have hotlines back then where you could call. It's an 800 number where you could call and you could do different options for different things. And there was a Wishbone hotline that I would call every day. And it would only change like 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks it would change. So I'd get really frustrated that nothing would change on it. In fact, I didn't have a dog growing up, but my grandma did. Mm-hmm. And so I took some of my grandparents or my grandpa's old undershirts and cut them up and stapled them together to make an outfit for my grandma's dog so that I could film my own Wishbone shows. And my grandma's dog hated it very much. But I was a huge fan. I was a very huge. How did you get into the show? Like, what was the process with that?
It was a long process, actually. Funny enough, so I grew up acting. So from the time I don't remember, put it this way, I don't remember not acting or modeling and doing all that stuff. So there was an audition, and just like any other audition, I got ready and learned my lines and went to the audition with the casting. And the first casting director actually didn't see me as a tomboy, because Sam played sports and all, and played basketball and all that stuff. And he was like, "Oh no, Christy, that's not Christy." And I'm thinking, I'm like, "Wait a minute, I do go play basketball. I do rollerblade. I am a tomboy, but I guess people didn't see me as that."
Yeah.
So he actually never didn't give me a call back. So. So a couple weeks later, they end up having an open call. And my mom says, "Hey, Christy, they're having an open call for that. Remember that that interview that we went on a while back?" And I said, "Oh, really?" I was like, "Maybe we should go." So we went, thanks to my mom. And it was a different casting director. And she ended up giving me a call back. And then another call back and another and another and another. And the rest is history, I guess.
There you go. And how many seasons did you guys film that?
So we did the first 40 episodes in a year.
Wow.
We actually just knocked them all out. Yeah, we had a couple hiatuses. It was an intense first year, for sure. And then we had a couple years off where we just did, some of the books came out and we did some, press and things like that. And then we came back and we did like 15 more episodes and a movie, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, cool.
From the time I was 11 to 17 or 16.
Wow. So yeah, that was your whole teenage years almost.
It was, yeah. My nickname ended up being Wishbone at school. So
I remember you guys did an appearance at the Galleria, and I begged my parents to take me, and my dad took me.
Oh, no. I remember that.
Yeah,
it was
a cool event. I think everyone was there except for the guy that played Joe. I think that was his name. But I was really infatuated with like voice acting at the time and things like that. So Larry Brantley was like a big deal to meet. And I met you, and I met, you know, we shook hands, and everybody had
the
little,
was the one with the clammy, sweaty
yeah,
hands.
I was all nervous, and then I got to watch, they had the dog there, Soccer, was doing, like, the little tricks with the trainer, and it was a really cool thing. There was a store.
I totally remember that day.
Yeah, it was,
God,
I do, too. It's a highlight of my life.
I was so amazed at how many people showed up.
Yeah, it was a, was there was like, a line wrapped around the whole building.
Yeah, at I remember. The gallery, which was huge.
Right. So what happens after Wishbone? So Wishbone's done. You, you're like, you're 17, 18 now. What do you do next?
Yes. So, from, I guess from the time I started Wishbone, I was coming out to LA and auditioning, you know, during hiatuses and during breaks. And then in between the 2 years that we weren't shooting, I was going back and forth and doing commercials and guest spots and that sort of thing. So when I turned 18, it was sort of, do I go to college and focus on school or, do I just go ahead and move out to LA and start pursuing acting? So I went that route and came out here and had a little success here and there. Did some couple independent films and did some guest spots on some TV shows and had fun.
Yeah.
But then I think I had done it my whole life, and I think I was just wanting a change.
Yeah.
So. I got into the real world and got into sales and then into real estate and development and now I'm a commercial broker.
That's awesome. So, that's a cool little route there that you took.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's always, you know, I love being on set and I love the process. The auditioning and everything else that goes along with that process is tough. So I was just, time to move on.
That's
I did
awesome.
Some great things.
Yeah. Got a good career. Now it's time to do something different and have another career.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you still keep up with anybody from the show or no?
We do on Facebook. We're all sort of scattered. I think Adam Springfield is out here in L.A. I've seen him a few times. Joe's mom, Ellen, she lives out here in LA and still acts. I think she has actually a flower shop out here in
cool.
LA.
Yeah.
And then I think Jordan or Joe is in Dallas, and Larry's still killing it.
Larry Brantley,
doing commercials and TV shows.
I am out of here. You know, he did the whole voice of Wishbone.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He's come out a few times, and we've been able to hang out. So. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, when you work on a TV show, you guys kind of become a family.
Right.
And, you know, just like family is like, you never skip a beat when you see somebody, but you're family. So you don't see them very often, you know, and you keep touch on Facebook and right. same kind of thing. But yeah, no, it's fun to be able to connect with people every now and then from the show.
People told me this for years, but I didn't know for sure that the show was filmed in Allen. Is that correct? Most of the scenes were filmed in Allen, Texas?
It was. We actually had like a little mini kind of Universal Studios. It was kind of crazy. They had built out a whole, all the houses in the neighborhood was actually built out as a whole facade.
Oh,
so
wow.
The whole cul-de-sac was all facade. It was all, you know, somewhat real until you walked in and there was nothing inside.
That's pretty cool.
And then we filmed the interiors at a soundstage in Allen. Some cool stuff's been shot in Dallas, actually.
Yeah, they're filming Queen of the South. Is that what it is, Eric?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's
Queen of the South season 2 down here. So I know they're doing that
now.
Yeah. So they got a lot of good stuff going on. But Christy, thank you so much. It was a pleasure because you were actually, and I admit this now, my childhood crush. And so it's fun to finally get to meet you. Yeah. On the phone, at least.
Thank you so much for reaching out. This It's always fun to think about those times.
Do you do sales in Los Angeles only, or do you do it nationwide? What do you do?
Mostly in the west side of Los Angeles,
okay.
In Los Angeles. But every now and then, I'm going to get back to Dallas. So if I'm back there, I'll come in and stop by and say hi.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I need to buy a building in the west side of Los Angeles, I will come to you.
Hey, you know who to call.
There you go. Thank you, Christy. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
You
Thanks.
Too. Right. Bye-bye. And that was Christy Abbott. Yay. I'm still shaking.